Yeah, Howard.
Sorry about that. Okay.
No problem.
How's it going?
Good. Let's talk a little bit about your top 20 clients. And do you have those in front of you?
I do. One second. Yes, I do have them in front of me.
Okay. Let's look at your top client. Where did they, you said they came mostly from cold calling, right? Or almost all from cold calling?
Okay, so, good question. All right, so if I look at my top, 20, so, number one is definitely from calling. Number two, sorry, but, it's my family, number two. And then I've inherited some clients. Some are old COIs. But if I look at my biggest wins, and this is quite frankly, this goes back to the beginning of my career in the business. I definitely do well on the phone. Maybe better than some other people. And I've had other coaches. So that's one of my strengths, I guess. What do you say, right?
Okay. Your top client, what industry are they in?
So the top guy is a real estate owner and developer. And just about all of my major clients are either CEOs or business owners or they're nonprofits.
All right, so let's just go through them. Real estate owner and developer. Number two is what?
Well, number two is it's my family, but they're the same thing. They're business owners, financial and business owners. And then number three is a nonprofit. So number one has $22 million in assets, $103,000 in revenue. I can send you a spreadsheet. I probably should have. Number two is $10 million in assets, $88,000 in revenue. Number three, $21 million in assets. This is a nonprofit. $37,000 revenue. Okay, I guess the numbers are all mixed up. Number four is a business owner. $4.2 million, $35,000 in revenue.
And what is it? What kind of a business?
The last one.
Yeah.
So. He's definitely a serial entrepreneur type person, buying and selling businesses. He's actually Russian. So, a combination of Russian and got some Asian influence too, but he was going to be a lot better client before the Whole Foods Amazon purchase. He owns a sign company. Some of his biggest clients are Dick's Sporting Goods and Target, I believe. And after the Whole Foods Amazon purchase, you know, the little brick and mortar scare?
Yeah.
So he was going to sell that business for $12 million, and it probably went to $1 million. So,
oh, no.
Well, but he still got a good interest payment from it, so we just got a new... Good news is we got you $1.2 million from him, and knock on wood, hopefully we're going to close a new guy with about $3 million that we're working on. So that'd be close to $4 million this month.
Okay, let's look at number five. What did he do?
I inherited this family. They're an older family. They've got, $3.6 million with $35,000 revenue. He's an old attorney, been around for a long time.
Okay, number six?
Number six is a incredibly successful attorney in town. $5.8 million, $35,000 revenue. You remember when he had that sales scandal? They fake account scandal for Wells Fargo?
Yep.
So he represented Wells for that. And But he's already fine. Yeah. It's just coincidence. He's a neat guy.
Okay, good. Number seven.
Seven is the CEO of a publicly traded company. A call I made back in 06 when his company was just getting funded. He's got $4.7 million with me, $30,000 in revenue, but he's also got about $30 million in restricted stock.
Wonderful. Okay. What particular industry is that?
Yeah, that's a good, I thought about that. So it is a spine medical device company. And kind of in watching your videos, I still haven't cracked the code on what to do, but it would be great to get some spine surgeons as clients, right?
Well, or other orthopedic companies.
Yep.
Okay. Now, where are they located?
They're actually based in Leesburg, Virginia, and they compete with people like Medtronic and J&J.
Right.
He and some doctors invented a titanium technology that is essentially a flesh-mounted spinal surgery screw. That was the original product, and now they've got lots of other products. But they fly these instruments and screws all over the world every day. They're one of FedEx's biggest clients. And what they have to fly out the instruments to use them, and then the screws, and then the surgeons have to fly the instruments back after the operation.
Wow. I thought they got rid of the tax on medical instrument companies, you know, a couple of years ago, but they said with this new budget approval, they got rid of more medical device taxes, or they got rid of the original. I wasn't sure. Yeah, you should get that question answered ahead of time, because that would be a big deal for him.
All right. Good info.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was an onerous tax, and it was there. It was Obama tax in order to pay for Obamacare. And since they wanted to get rid of that, they got rid of the tax. So I think that this was the fine, because a congressman from Indiana was talking about that this morning on CNBC, and he mentioned it, and I know why, because Indiana has got, you know, a bunch of medical device companies in Northern Park and Warsaw. So I just know that. You know, I know that business pretty well.
That's crazy.
Okay, oh yeah, connected world, right? Okay, so that's
really
important.
If you find something on that, send it to me.
Yeah, I will. I'm going, you know, because I own, you know, I own a bunch of them myself. You know, the Zimmers and the old Biomets and Zimmers and
KTWO. Well, that's the ticket symbol. It's K2 Pharmaceuticals. What's it called, Chris? K2 what? K2M. K2M Incorporated.
Like the mountain K2?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a climber.
Oh, is he really? Oh, well, listen, let me remind you of this weekend. There was one of the most historic rescues ever done in mountain climbing. This weekend, yeah, there was a French man and woman that were caught in Pakistan up in one of the highest mountains in the world. And this team was going to be climbing K2, and they diverted over and rescued them off of this mountain. In the worst conditions.
That's why you named it. I mean, you know, achieving the pinnacle, right? That's kind of the priority.
Right. But you should bone up on that, too.
That's a good idea.
Okay. He'll really value the fact that you know that. It was minus 60 up there. Minus 60.
And I don't even know if he's actually tried to do this or what, but yeah, if you look at the website, the logo is actually a peak. Kind of a little...
sure. I'm an adventurer, they call it. I'm beyond a hiker. I'm an adventurer because I've done Kilimanjaro and I've gone to base camp of Everest and I've done some pretty exotic things hiking wise over the years, and so I value the culture.
That's interesting. Well, he had one of their sales meetings in Miami last weekend, and he jumped out of a plane. He went skydiving the first time. So I told him, I said, he's got two girls that are late high school and college age and a wife, and I threatened to go flying with a friend of mine in his new private plane, and she was like, yeah, no. I don't know if my wife would jump out of a plane, but I probably should do that. Anyway.
Right, he probably shouldn't. He probably, that's not covered in his CEO pay, probably.
And I think he's backed off from the mountain climbing as a result of that, too, a little bit, so, but.
Anyway. Well, I mean, just do safe stuff. I mean, you can do adventure stuff, but keep it safe. Number eight.
Number eight is a non-profit. They have 8.3, 30,000 around here.
Now, what is the do you have two nonprofits? What was the first one?
We already talked about our first one.
It's number three.
The MSRB, Municipalities Rulemaking Board.
It's what?
The Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board, MSRB.
Yeah.
Regulator.
MSRB.
Yeah, you know those guys, right?
Of course, yep. Okay, and the second one is, this number eight is what? What do they do?
So the independent sector, they actually are a non-profit for non-profits, a lot of the independent sector. Is it
non-profit?
Well, I guess they need them. I guess they
do. Oh, so they're a lobbyist? Are they a lobbyist then?
I don't, that's a good question. I should know that. I don't think they're as much lobbying as they are focusing on issues that non-profits deal with, but that's a good question.
It sounds like they are, even though they are a non-profit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and number nine?
Number nine is a guy named Ron Kaiser. He is a one of the original tech CFOs in this area, going a long way back. He actually was a CFO for a client that used to be a client of mine. It's now been purchased. He's got 2.6 and 27,000.
And what was his business, or what is his business?
Multiple businesses, all tech related. I think he's been CFO of probably 10-ish companies.
Good. I saw Washington is one of the up and comers in terms of technology.
Yes, definitely. And he was a call, by the way. The CEO was a call. The last nonprofit I mentioned, independent sector, they were a referral from inside the bank. Geyser was a call. Number nine. Number ten was a call. He is a business owner of a, let me see if I can remember this. It's a kind of a top secret type company that makes something, I think it's flight, recorders for like F-16s, you know, the black boxes for commercial planes. These are recorders, I believe, for warplanes.
Great. I was a Navy pilot, you know.
Oh, that's right. You sure were. Do you know Rod von Lissy?
No.
He didn't.
No.
He was a UBS private wealth in D.C. He claims he flew the first squadron in 1992, the first Gulf War. He's a top gun pilot. He claims he flew that into is that Kuwait?
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't know that. Okay, so this guy has 24 and 24,000.
Okay. And number 11?
It's a family trust. Two sons of a couple that is now deceased. And they have $1.821,000. This is an inherited account for someone that left.
Okay. And the number 12?
12 is a family inherited,
$1.8, $20,000, $20.6. And so they're retired now?
Kind of. He's a construction guy. He had a commercial construction company. Not too big, but he still buys and flips and sells homes.
Okay.
Did I get you the amount? It's 1.8, 20,
yeah. And now, number 13?
13 is a non-profit. And got them through a referral from one of my contacts at MSRB. It's actually a referral of a referral.
That's good. MSRP referral.
And it's $1,020,000. They're at risk right now. They're questioning a lot of things.
What did they do? What's their nonprofit for?
Association for private. Association for something healthcare. I need to.
Okay. 14?
Exactly what I guess I should know that. Association of Schools and Programs of Public Health.
Okay. Fourteen
is a call, and this actually is a business brokerage company partnership. The reason I was calling them for a COI, and they end up being a great client. They got 3.8, the two partners and the business combined, and 18,000 revenue.
Great. Now, did they turn into a COI or not?
I have never gotten a referral from them, but they claim they're crime.
Okay. 15.
15 is an individual that actually is an ex-investment banker. Got him as a referral, inherited, and he's $1.8 million, $18,000 revenue. Good guy. Meeting with him tomorrow.
What firm, do you remember?
He was with Lehman. And I think Goldman. Goldman. He was with Goldman, and then he ran a fund in London, and now he's back in D.C., and a really good guy.
Have you have all his money?
High yield.
Do you have all his money?
No. He's split between three of us. UBS, myself, and Merrill.
And what do they have in terms of assets?
So we've got, with him, I have 1.8 and 18,000 revenue. He's probably got another at least four away.
Okay. All right, number 16.
It seems an older lady that I've had forever, since the old Bridge Bank days, and she's got 3.5 and 16,000 revenue.
Okay. 17?
Is the American Immigration Lawyers Association, nonprofit. It's a 401k plan, and And by the way, MSRB is also a 401k plan. I don't know if that makes a big distinction, but it kind of does in what I do, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
And immigration lawyers is $12.1 million and $15,000 in revenue. And I teamed with another broker on this one.
Okay. Number 18?
18 is a private family. She's a big doctor. I think she's a children's kidney. So it's a nephrologist, right? Which is the children's really well known. And $1.8 million and $15,000.
Okay. And 19?
19 is a private family. A woman, Karen Anderson, she inherited money from her dad, $1.3 million, $14,000. We actually had a call this morning, so I'm working on her plan right now as we speak.
Okay, and 20.
20, private family, a couple, they are, he's actually a lobbyist for, it's Conduit, which is spun off of Xerox. And they have 1.1
and 12,000, 13,000
in revenue.
Okay. Well, you can see how that gives me a much better picture of what your practice looks like.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that.
So it doesn't, when you say I got them all from cold calling, that doesn't tell me anything. when you go through this, it tells me volumes.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a 401k business, nonprofit business. We've got a couple of different people in real estate. I mean, it's Washington, right? So you've got lobbyists, and you've got lobbyist groups, and you've got a lot of people associated with things that happen in Washington.
Yeah. And to clarify, the accounts that I've personally brought in, most of the accounts that I've personally brought in over my career have been from calling in one way or the other. I definitely have gotten some referrals inherited accounts. So this inherited referrals make up a chunk, but the ones that I've actually gone out and sourced myself, that's how it's been done. So some of these guys, I think that's a weakness of mine is introductions and referrals for sure.
Well, yeah, you could take this business, these 20 clients, and just work them. Okay?
Yep.
And work them to build people like themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a strategy. And then, what this group is going to love and what this group needs right now is Supernova. Okay?
Agreed.
So, I would start with the person with this nonprofit association of healthcare providers, and I would go to them and have a meeting with them immediately. Okay? Because what I heard in your voice was, I'm having trouble convincing them that I am still of value to them.
Yeah. We just had a call the other day, so we got another one coming up, but okay, yeah.
Okay, so what you want to do is say, look, this is what, things have changed, the world is changing quickly, and in order to service my clients in the way that is most effective, I hired a consultant, and together we came up with a plan, and this is the plan.
Right. Just so you know, I would have to, so I do have a call coming in at 1:30. This may be it. Hold on a second, Rob. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I think we got a lot done. This is good.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just get...
Hey, this is my call. I got to get this. Okay. So, you there?
Okay. Yeah. So, my suggestion is that you work on this group.
Okay.
Introduce Supernova to them, deliver the folders, and then next week, let's talk about, you know, how many got through and
okay.
the reaction you got, okay?
All right. So, introduce them and work on the folders. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Good. Thank you, buddy. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.